And a woman is not supposed to lay in the bed sexually as if she's laying in the bed with a man. This is an abomination. This is a sin. This is what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. You follow that? That is the depth of homosexuality, hermaphroditism, genetic defects. It's in the food. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tried to tell that. But because the white man didn't like him, because he didn't agree with what they said about Jesus and heaven and earth and Africa and home, they said he's a racist, don't listen to him. And when the white man tells black people don't listen, you know what they do? They don't listen. Instead of looking past the differences you had in his doctrine and look at the scientific things he was manufacturing or scientific facts that he was making, was presenting to you, no, you just cut the man off totally because the white man said so. He told you that the white man poisons you when you're just a little baby. He gets you by making cornflakes seem like they're healthy. He makes ice cream seem like something you should have. Ice cream is one of the devil's biggest deceptions, and I've explained this many times before. Because no sooner than you put it in your mouth, have the heat of your body melted away to ice, and now you're dealing with homogenized sugar and artificial flavored milk, which produces more mucus in the body than any other substance on the planet. A glass of milk has more mucus in it than almost anything you can put in your body. So in the summertime, when you go get this big old custard because it's hot, by the time you put the milk, ice cream in your mouth and the heat of your body melts away the ice, all you're doing is swallowing sugar-coated milk. Thus, black people are walking around with mucus problems and sinus headaches in the summer, and they're wondering why. Because you keep stuffing in that ice cream. Another one of the devil's tricks. And what happens with mucus in the body is, mucus in the body makes the body susceptible to other bacteria, so thus herpes and AIDS and other diseases can easily find residence in a human body when you stay in a sick state.